Hello and welcome back to Fourth and Gold Podcast. I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
I'm Zach Gaines.
And I'm Jackson DeLulo.
And I'm Brandon Mraz.
Let's get right to it. Let's start recapping things. Let's start off with the most important game of the weekend, the most upset of the weekend, I would say. Number one, Alabama losing to unranked opponent Texas A&M and Kyle Field. Yikes. That's all I can say.
This is a rough 3 hours if you're an Alabama fan, let me tell you. Their defense did not play up to standard at all. They let a backup quarterback throw 285 on them with three touchdowns. And two of those touchdowns were just absolutely should not have been allowed. Overall, like, Alabama did not play at any phase of the game, offense, defense, whatever. I just think Nick Saban's going to have it out for his team, and he's going to have them performing much better the rest of the way, especially after losing to an unranked team being the number one seed.
Well, I mean, what I thought was interesting is Alabama's trend finally caught up to them and bit them. You know, the past few games, whenever they've been playing these unranked opponents, they come out really sloppy. They come out really slow. They come out really bland. And they came out slow against A&M the whole first half. They got it started after some halftime adjustments, but it just wasn't enough. It was just weird. It was weird. It was a weird game.
Personally, the main reason for this loss, you have to simply blame it on the offensive line, in my opinion. I don't even think it's on defense, honestly. Defense did struggle, but offensive line and Bryce Young, simply, you need to know how to get out the pocket or just simply throw it away. Sometimes you don't need to have all the moves like Jagger and try to shake a defensive lineman or a tackle and whatnot. You just need to simply get rid of the ball or just maybe even fall down. Don't even try to run backwards. You know, pull a Tom Brady. Just give up.
Keep going.
I feel as if Bryce Young, he might be a little bit hesitant to run. I don't know, because he was definitely not this kind of QB when he played in California. He was very more versatile. We're just not seeing the quarterback hit that can run and throw if need be. And that's what Alabama's missing, because all A&M did was blitz. Literally every single down, that's all they did. Because they knew if they got after the quarterback, nothing was going to happen. They knew that that was the only way they could beat Bama was by getting after the quarterback. Because our run game was working, and then it would stop working for a little bit. Then we'd go back to the throw, and we would get sacked. So the only way that A&M beat Bama was simply just rushing. Because that's not – Bama's offensive line's not used to having someone like up in their grill. You know, Bryce Young hasn't really had any competition like that where they have been in his face and whatnot. Because if you look back at the Ole Miss game, he only had to like break like two tackles when they ever like got into him.
But what about the Florida game?
Yeah, Florida. Hey, obviously something there was better. I guess A&M's defense is better than Florida's defense, then, obviously. But if Bama's going to struggle like this against A&M's defense, then I don't even need to see them against Georgia's defense.
Exactly.
Then there's no need to. And especially Clemson's defense also. If Clemson, like, magically, which is not going to happen, but say Clemson was better this year and they were in the top four and Bama's still ranked in the top four in Georgia, we don't need to see either of those defenses, because if you're going to act like this against A&M's defense that is not even as strong as a Georgia or a Clemson defense, then it's just sad. So Alabama has a lot to work on this week.
I have a couple things about this game. And I'm not going to talk about the specifics, because there were mistakes on either side, a lot of mistakes. And listen, you know, they're kids. Mistakes are going to happen. The first thing I'm going to say is this wasn't about game plan. This was about preparation and execution. We've seen it in the last couple of weeks. Will Anderson has been very vocal about it. This team has not been prepared. Saban said it was a trap game. He knew they weren't prepared. Preparing, like, failure to prepare is preparing to fail. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. I'm not going to harp on it. I'm not going to say anything more about that. But that's what happened. Execution and preparation was just not there. And that's why they lost. Yeah. Now, shifting to a more positive tone towards this team. First, they played their worst game in probably the last 5 years of this Alabama program.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by 3. And a very tough place to play in the SEC. Okay? Now, another thing. Alabama has won 7 national championships under Nick Saban here. Right? Only 2 of them they've ever been undefeated.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are, especially like on Twitter and stuff, are like kind of like overreacting to kind of the season. I mean, like
and I want to get to that.
Yeah, I mean, 2 undefeated seasons. Like, it's not gonna happen.
And those were the
but
2
like,
best teams of their decades too.
I don't know. I just feel like this year is kind of different. Like the Alabama, like they don't have like the same kind. I don't know how to describe it. They don't have like that one stud that is always consistently performing. Like, well, years past, it's been Devontae, it's been Tua, it's been Mac, it's been...
Agreed. But I want you to look back at the years that they've lost.
Okay.
In those games, a lot of people were saying that same thing, right? I mean, 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Lacy was having an awful year before they lost to A&M.
That's very true.
And then he was second in the Heisman race at the end of that year. And people were saying, Alabama doesn't have that it factor. They don't have that person. Eddie Lacy came through. Losing provides a great opportunity. Listen, Alabama's... if you're asking me what team I'm trusting with their back up against the wall, it's Alabama. They're the best team ever to go with their back up against the wall.
Always.
This right? team, honestly, in a way, kind of has a lot of, like, 2017 vibes. Like, our freshman year vibes.
Yep.
I just, like, a very young team learning their, like,
but
ways.
But they're going to get there. There's talent. You can see the talent.
Yes, you can see the talent, but I don't know. I just don't know how they didn't prepare for A&M.
They
like, yes, Saban is the greatest college coach of all time. He knows this is going to be a trap game. Like, I don't know. Like, he prides himself on how much he prepares for every single game. I just don't know how he didn't, like, get that message to the players.
Saban can prepare.
And that's not a knock on Saban.
Saban can prepare all day long. If your players aren't prepared, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing he said in the first game, even though we beat Miami, and same thing he said in the second game, we beat Mercer. I can preach to these kids all day long. If it's not clicking to them, then it's for nothing. It's not going to work. And it just seems like a curse because, you know, everybody, you guys are watching the game, obviously. It seems like a curse because, of course, when Manziel comes back, of course we lose because that's the last time we've lost. That's the last time we've lost to them was when Manziel was here. But let's touch on the fact that... Let's touch on the fact that Brian Robinson had no touchdowns this game when he just played literally the best game of his career against Ole Miss. Alabama should have played the same way they played against Ole Miss, the same way they played against A&M. Go in there, run the ball. The run game was working. They were looking more for the throw. They were trying to protect the throw more than they were trying to protect the run. Yeah, he rushed. He had 24 carries for 147 yards. But where are the touchdowns?
I'm with you there.
For touchdowns or receiving.
Yeah, you know it's a bad look for especially a program like Alabama when you have former players like Devontae Smith tweeting out, run the ball. The main, like, problem, in my opinion, with this game was definitely the play calling. The play calling was so predictable. Like, run on first down. Works, run it again. Oh, we're still a little short, we'll pass. It's Bill O'Brien needs to, stop being so predictable. Like, even at home, you know what was coming. Like, I just don't understand that.
Well, yeah, I think one of the obvious gaffes of the game.
They're relying more on talent, I would say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely, you know, that goal line stand Texas A&M had 3 consecutive
passing plays.
I hate it when coaches try and get cutesy like that. You just overthink yourself and you put yourself in a bad spot. But you said before nobody on this team is really standing out or going to be that guy. To that I raise you, Jameson Williams and Brian Robinson Jr. Mm-hmm. Jameson Williams has only improved on a game-to-game basis, and I think by the end of this year we'll be talking about one of those two guys as the it guy on this team.
Yeah,
you can say that, but when you look back at the Ole Miss game, Robinson had 36 carries for 171 yards and four touchdowns.
And
A&M just shut that down, or Alabama just completely forgot and just threw that out the window.
Texas A&M did not shut down our running game.
They shut down enough.
Our running game was shut down by our offensive coordinator.
The way that Alabama played this game reminds me similar of the Seattle Seahawks losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl when all they had to do was run the ball in, and then they wanted to throw, and Butler gets that interception at the goal line.
And I don't think anybody would have watched that game and made that call with Marshawn Lynch in your backfield. You don't make this call with Brian Robinson in your backfield.
It's the same thing. There you go.
So this game would have looked completely different, you know, had the offensive focal point been Brian Robinson, had the offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien, remembered who the guy is on this team right now.
The fact that Mechie has had no touchdowns either, that's just mind-boggling. Like, what are we doing? Everything's getting shut down, obviously. And you can't keep on making, like, necessarily just short passes or passes behind the line of scrimmage and going for a screen. We need to do some slants. Yeah, we need to actually run some routes.
It's always either a crossing route, a pass 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, or a 50-yard streak. That's all the defense has to worry about.
It's just the little things that hurt Alabama, especially this year. I mean, if you look at, like, especially, like, the stats from this game, every single thing goes to Alabama. And, like, this is a game they totally should have won. It's just – it comes down to the little things. Like, I don't know, just defense. I just did not like
defense.
Yeah, you
look at this game on paper and you wonder
– oh, how Alabama lost.
If you weren't looking at the final score, you'd guess Alabama.
Alabama had more yards, more turnovers, more time of possession, more first downs. Like,
but to be,
you would think they would win.
Yeah, but to be completely honest with you, if I'm Alabama, this is the game that I would rather lose and learn from in the season. Personally, this has to be the game that wakes up
these
players.
This is the one that hurts.
Yeah, this is the one that hurts.
When you outplay someone and lose, that doesn't leave you.
You have to learn.
And I bet it left a very, very bad taste in their mouth when everyone was storming the field.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video of Nick Saban, like, when he was getting walked to the
locker room?
The locker room, and they just absolutely, like, mauled some girl. Like, some girl just got trucked on the way. I thought it was pretty funny.
Why? Because she was too close to Saban or something?
No, like, they were running in, like, into this, like, the locker room, and, like, I guess there was just, like, so many people coming at once, and, like, all the cops were just, like, trucking everyone in, like, their way. And the video came out of this one girl just getting absolutely trucked.
Okay, so I just have a couple more things before we move on to the next game. So first, I want to talk about some of the Alabama fans on Twitter.
That's what we were waiting for. Listen,
you can be upset. Everybody has a right to be upset. We're upset, okay? You have the right to criticize. That's what we do for a living. We're doing that right now. When you are taking personal attacks on 18 to 20-year-old kids, that's where it's too far. I'm sorry.
What happened?
There were way too many personal, very disgusting
Alabama fans don't know how to lose. Alabama fans do not know
how to lose. That made me very, very upset. Listen, these are 18 to 21-year-old kids. You know how many people in this world have made mistakes at that age? They lost a football game by 3 and played really well. They had mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But they lost by 3 in the last second. Let's get over it. Losing is a part of the game. It's a game. It sucks. But they're going to do well. If you don't think that they're going to do well, look at the stats. We talked about it already. They outplayed them. They lost a tough game to a team that they probably overlooked. That's pretty good, too. Let's be honest. I mean, Texas A&M is their backup quarterback played the game of his life. And honestly, we've said that all year, that Texas A&M is their quarterback away from still being a good team. And they had a quarterback that night. They did. So that's what one thing. Secondly, I bring back the argument. Alabama has gone undefeated twice. 2009, which was the greatest team of that decade, that era.
Mm-hmm. And then last year.
2020, the greatest college football team of all time.
Second.
The greatest college football team of all time.
Second.
They played 10 LSU, SEC games.
LSU.
I don't care. They played 10 SEC games. Regardless, one of the greatest college football teams.
Regardless, one of. There we go. We can agree on that one.
All their other national championships have come off of one loss,
mm-hmm.
similar to this one.
But I just...
So everybody needs to relax, take a break, focus on being positive, and move on.
I don't know. Me personally, and I might be in the unpopular side here, I just don't see... Yes, I'm a big Alabama believer. I always will be. But I truly am starting to like believe it's like not our... I'm not going to say our...
It couldn't be. I think...
I don't see like how we performed against A&M. I don't... Like, we can make all the adjustments up until the SEC championship game. But once we reach... Once Alabama reaches Georgia... They're going to have so much trouble.
Okay, so agreed.
I just don't see Alabama beating Georgia this year. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
And not the way they played against A&M, no.
You're probably right, but
they gotta get their
let me take you back to 2012, where Alabama lost, similar to this, at home to Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
That year, there was a team on the east side of the SEC, Georgia, that was the best team by far by themselves. Alabama went to that SEC championship game and won.
I'm not denying that there wouldn't be a chance that they couldn't win that game. I just don't, like, yes, it'll be played in Atlanta, and yes, Alabama's great and Brian Denny East, but at the end of the day...
And it's understandable what you're saying.
Like
from right now, where we're standing in college football, totally you're not, understandable. You're not wrong.
You're not going to take there's Alabama gonna, coming into that game as underdogs?
It would be...
This would be, like, the first time we are underdogs in...
Years.
And you're not taking them?
No, they were dogs. No. There were dogs against the dogs in Atlanta in 2017.
Very true. I just
Alabama's not too bad.
I'm saying I know anything.
They gotta get there.
Anything could happen.
Exactly. They have
but
to get there
personally
first.
Off of what I've watched this year and what I've seen,
fair?
I don't see a way where Bryce Young can dissect the Georgia defense. There's just no way. He's struggled against defense like Florida. A&M, he struggled kind of in the beginning of the Southern Miss game, which is kind of concerning, or whatever game that was where they had that slow start.
Fair enough.
But I just don't see, like, yes, I know Bryce Young is this hyped up guy supposed to win the Heisman. Yes, he's going to be great. But he can be as great as he wants. Georgia's defense is going to swallow them. It is going to swallow them.
If this is Bryce Young struggling, I don't want to see Bryce Young when he's just playing okay. I can't imagine Bryce Young when he's playing great if this is him struggling. I mean, granted, he didn't have the best game last night, but he's not the reason we lost.
Yeah.
No, it's our play calling, our defense, multiple factors that we lost.
You're right.
And he's also a sophomore.
Yeah, I don't know. He's had time to learn the offense. He sat behind one of the greatest Alabama quarterbacks ever.
What was Saturday? His sixth game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
sixth start?
Listen, I get what you're saying. That's fine. And you're probably right now. You know, we're going to have to see. The last thing I want to say, and this came from close personal friend of the show, Mr. Paul Feinbaum, yesterday. Paul said yesterday, the reason people overreact when Alabama loses like this, or any time for that matter, is because for so long, Alabama gets measured against perfection. College football gets measured against Alabama.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
I bring it up again. They're 18 to 21-year-old kids. They're not going to be perfect.
Yeah, to add on to that point, I mean, it's pretty true when you say when Alabama wins, it's just any other Saturday, and when they lose, it's one of the greatest days of the year.
It's the greatest college football day of the year.
This is one of the days the Texas A&M program will never forget.
Right.
Yeah.
And you
know
what?
They will never forget that.
And you know what? There's 70 young men right now at Malmore getting ready for practice, and I bet you that's all they've seen all week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
you're
going to
ask me who I'm taking with their backs against the wall and that kind of narrative against that? Oh, you better get off the tracks.
Yeah, if they haven't, or if the Alabama players haven't been bought in already, I'm sure they are right now.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, that was just such a terrible game to watch.
Yeah, you're right. But again, like Janae said, if there was a game to lose this year...
It was probably that one.
I'll take that one. I'll take that one all day.
Yeah, but this game also leads me to be concerned for, like, other teams like Arkansas.
Arkansas's at home. Alabama's not losing at home.
Yeah. Okay, what about Auburn?
Just might. Yes.
Auburn's scary.
Auburn's always a game for Alabama, though.
Keep in mind, Auburn beat us when Tua went down and Mac came in for his, like, first start.
Right. But that's his first start.
Oh, that was a different Auburn team.
Yeah, and Auburn
that was a good Auburn team.
Good.
I don't know.
We'll talk about Auburn, but when I look at Auburn right now with our defense, like Saturday, there were guys on Texas A&M's offense where I was like, yikes, I'm scared. Like, okay. Tank Bigsby is maybe the one. But other than that, if I'm looking at the wide receivers, I'm like, okay, cool. And listen, I'm not downplaying Auburn. I think that's going to be a very, very, very tough game for the Crimson Tide and one they could certainly lose. But I think if you're going to put Alabama's back up against the wall, I'm taking the Crimson Tide.
No, yeah, of course. I don't know.
So let's
Let's go ahead and move on.
Next game.
We spent 20 minutes talking about Alabama. Let's go to the next game.
Next game is Iowa against Penn State.
Ugh, I hated that game. I hated it.
That was a heck of a game.
Sean Clifford stays in that game. Penn State kills Iowa. Like, I'm not even kidding. Two or three touchdown wins.
You gotta give credit to Iowa, though. Heck of a defense. Heck of a defense.
Yeah, but
I agree with you. I have Penn State as well, and I agree.
That game should have been Penn. I mean, that Penn State backup quarterback is literally so bad.
Well, that's a tough spot to come into.
No,
one of the better defenses in the country. You know, like it's a tough game. You know, Iowa got the win, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I still think that Ohio State probably beats Iowa in the Big Ten championship. We just go from there, but you know.
Penn State's defense also, if you look at the stats basically off of Iowa, I mean, no one really stands out. I mean,
no.
If you look at Penn the State, stats, they just beat up each other.
If I remember correctly, Penn State lost Sean Clifford in like the second quarter, so
it was like late second.
It was 17-10, so they were only up a touchdown. Ugh. I mean, yeah, that's going to be tough to win, but I won't discredit Iowa. Yeah, it was a good win based off the circumstances, but whole different story if Sean Clifford stays. Like, if Sean Clifford were to stay healthy, I mean, Penn State may be two right now.
Right.
But
next game that I feel like was ridiculous, Arkansas Ole Miss. Arkansas had this game in the bag. If they didn't get so selfish and greedy and try to go for two instead of just going for the one and going to overtime and trusting your defense and offense to win the game, they easily would have won this game like they were supposed to because they were leading. This game was back and forth. This game was definitely back and forth.
But I mean, in that back and forth type of game, I like having the guts to say we're ending this right now.
Mm-hmm. And it looked like you're on the road
and you're a dog, you're gonna go for it.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, but the throw, if you saw that 2-point conversion, it looks like he was trying to force like them to call a PI.
Yeah.
Run it in.
I don't think this says anything about
Yeah, I like the decision,
Arkansas.
Not the play call.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think this says anything bad about Arkansas. I think these are two good teams. You know, I mean.
I also think it's really impressive how Arkansas bounced back after getting killed by Georgia.
Both of them bounced back.
Like, this was a great, I mean, yeah, they only lost by a point, but this was a great showing for Arkansas, even though they lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next best game, I would say Oklahoma against Texas. Great game.
Spencer Rattler once again benched. Why am I not surprised?
The Spencer Rattler era in it's over. It's over.
Brandon, do you still stand by it? He's gonna go to the transfer portal.
Yes.
How long till then?
I think he'll try to play a couple more times, and they'll probably bench him one more time, and that'll be it.
Does Spencer Rattler start next game?
No.
Really? No. Who do they play next game?
I think they have a bye week, actually.
Really? Okay.
They play TCU the 16th.
But I just want to touch upon how bad of a teammate Spencer Rattler is. If you just go on the internet and just like Google Spencer Rattler as a teammate, there are so many bad things you can find. You can find that video from high school where he says, "Oh, I'm placing the balls perfectly in your hand. You should be catching it." Yeah. Like, who says that? And what you said before we actually started recording today, when that picture that was taken after that game with the hat, he wasn't even in that picture. Like, what does that say to you? As a teammate.
Not a good one.
Like, it is just, I don't know. I don't see it that often where a player of any college team is this bad of a teammate. Like,
I just don't think Spencer Rattler has what it takes to play a team game. He's better off playing something like golf where it's just by yourself.
Listen,
I don't know about you guys.
That's also kid's talented.
Yeah, there's no denying that. No denying that. Him being talented.
The biggest mistake he made, though, is that right there.
Mm-hmm.
NFL teams are going to see that.
When you're this high of a prospect going trying to make the NFL, what do you think that little thing of him not being in that team photo is gonna say? That one of that's kind of like if you've seen the movie Draft Day, Bo Callahan, no one went to his 21st birthday party. Oh, really? What does that say to you as a teammate? People must not like you.
Bo Callahan never found the 100 bucks.
That he did not. He also dropped the 7th. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
I mean, if
great movie.
Well, like, man, the downfall of Spencer Rattler, man. I mean, you know, not to toot my own horn here, but I saw this coming from a mile away. He's been racking up these stats against poor, poor teams. You know, and if I'm being completely realistic, any NFL team that had him as a first-round prospect is probably looking to fire their scouting department. He's no longer a first round prospect. Yeah, things happen fast in football. The speed, it only gets faster from college to the NFL. And if you're getting benched 5 weeks in college, you weren't a first round prospect in the NFL 2 weeks before that. I mean, his only shot right now is going to be transfer portal, get somewhere else, and just restart.
Which he will.
Which, you know,
you know.
Yeah, and I think he's got the talent to make it happen. It's just so many awful, terrible character issues. This guy has to be one of the worst locker room personalities.
Oh yeah, no, I can't even like remember the last time any college football player was like this bad of
especially the face of a major program.
Give me someone, please. I don't remember.
Let me give you this. Well, no, it's not about him. Let me just give you this. If we're talking about the transfer portal, and tell me what you think.
Sorry.
Starting quarterback for the 2022 Michigan Wolverines.
Spencer Rattler.
Actually, he should.
He needs to go somewhere where the coach is just so hard-nosed and like won't stand for any of this.
Oh my! No, wait, no.
He'll never make that decision on his own. But that's exactly what he wants to be.
I would not want Spencer Rattler coming to Alabama. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would much rather.
LSU. LSU!
Hugh Freeze and Spencer Rattler, LSU.
Hey, too bad Ogeron won't be there.
He will not be.
We have to see.
I'm just like, I just don't get how one person could have so many off the field issues. Like, I genuinely wonder, what his teammates think of him, like, honestly.
All right, let's pick one last game and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, go for
it. The next game, I think the best game to talk about.
That's pretty. Rutgers, Michigan State.
No, let's talk about Notre Dame, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Notre Dame bounced back. Barely.
They're still doing the same stuff, fighting back in the final minutes. But hey, a win is a win. But they were
Notre Dame blueprint.
They definitely were struggling against Virginia Tech for a while. They're playing both of their quarterbacks because. Mm-hmm. What's his code?
Cohen. Ian.
Cohen. He got a little bit shaken up.
Jack Cohen's just not healthy right now.
He's going through the motions.
I like Notre Dame. I know they're a big brand. I know the Jack Cohen finger story. We brought it up earlier a few episodes earlier. Notre Dame is they're not legit. They're not a good team. They should not be top 20. How many times are they going to struggle for 3.5 quarters against bad teams before we finally say, you know what, Notre Dame, if we gave you a legit team, you wouldn't make it past halfway point of the first quarter.
Hey, should have beat Cincinnati. That was just really embarrassing.
I mean,
that foolishness.
And Notre Dame didn't even move like up or down in the rankings.
Yeah, they stayed neutral.
As they should. I mean, like,
I just can't remember the last time I saw a Notre Dame performance where I went, wow, that was a good game for Notre Dame. I can't remember it.
Well, I can, and it was last year.
Against Alabama.
Well, Notre Dame didn't play Alabama last year. Bad memory.
The first half when it was 14-0 Alabama.
The game that really stands out for me, like, the
Clemson game?
Yeah, that Clemson game. And that was without Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean,
DJ played his, like, one of his best games of his career.
And he hasn't played that good since. Game. I just want it, like, I don't like Notre Dame. I do not like them. I agree with you. I don't think they're legit. I just want to see them do this against a quality opponent.
Oh, I'd love to.
I just don't think they'll ever, like, I'm not saying they'll never have a quality win, but, like, I don't know whenever that'll be next.
Their
roster's in a tough spot.
Yeah, but I am not riding the Notre Dame train at all.
I'm trying to see what UCLA is going to do this week.
All right.
But let's take a break before we come back with news.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about this playoff picture, honestly, because right now it's looking a bit iffy, especially with Cincinnati ranked in there. I think that's an honest mistake, because if Cincinnati stays in the college football playoff, they're the first team out, without a doubt.
I think the biggest fraud is probably going to be Iowa. Iowa's not going to be there. Both of them. Iowa's not going to be there at the when it come playoff.
I think it'll probably be...
I think if Sean Clifford gets back and they play Penn State in the Big Ten championship somehow...
Yeah, Cincinnati has an easy schedule coming up. They might stay top four.
Mm-hmm. I still, at the end of the day, think Alabama's going to squeak in somehow. Oklahoma's going to slip up. I think it'll go Georgia.
I think it'll go Georgia, Alabama.
No, I don't think Alabama's going to get back to two.
I'm just saying the four teams that are going to get in for me. And order doesn't matter because they're going to have to fix it based on the SEC championship.
So then just give me your four.
Don't play each other. But I got Alabama and Georgia in. I got Cincinnati in because I just don't think they're going to lose. Oh, and then I think the last spot is dependent on
Ohio State.
Does Oklahoma, Oklahoma State go undefeated? Or do they both have one loss, and does Ohio State win the Big Ten? If both those teams have one loss and Ohio State wins the Big Ten with one loss, Ohio State's in. If one of those teams goes undefeated, the Big 12's in.
So is the Big Ten championship right now Iowa, Ohio State?
Saying that Penn State would lose to Ohio State, yeah. Okay. And Michigan would have to lose to Ohio State as well.
A healthy Penn State beats Ohio State this year. A healthy Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, all right, let me rephrase that. A one loss or undefeated, let's say Iowa, is that changes things though.
I don't
think anyone from the Big 10 is going to be undefeated. Let's just put it that way.
Really? Yeah. Let's see Iowa's remaining schedule.
They're not going to. The only chance they have losing is losing to Nebraska, or if Wisconsin, decides to step up and hey,
and then we want to play the Big 10 championship.
We want to do upset alert.
All right, so the remaining games Iowa has is they play home against Purdue, probably a win. They play at Wisconsin, probably a win. At Northwestern, probably a win. Home against Minnesota, probably a win. Then they at home versus Illinois, win. Nebraska, probably.
And then the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, and then after Nebraska, it's a Big Ten championship. So I can see Iowa winning out.
I can see him winning out to the Big Ten championship.
Wow, these guys just beat each other up the next five weeks.
Alabama just has to hope that either Cincinnati gets... Alabama's win. Hope Cincinnati gets knocked off or Iowa gets knocked off.
Just has to win. If they win out, they're in. There's no question.
If Iowa doesn't slip up... If Iowa does slip up, it's going to be between Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan, depending on who beats the other two.
Right.
Wow. Oh, man. The next 5 weeks are going to be
fun.
Brutal. Brutal, 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 brutal.
7 weeks. Excuse me.
Jesus.
All right. Let's talk about Spencer Rattler real quick. Just nice and simple.
He sucks.
He's going somewhere else. I mean, like... It's really hard right now to when you get benched twice in a season, I find it hard to believe that you're going to stay the starter or be around for that much longer.
I think Spencer Rattler is already probably looking for other places to go, honestly. If we're going to be real, I mean, like you said, benched. This is his second time being benched. I think that when you're supposed to be the messiah of Oklahoma and you get benched twice, I think that's a little sign.
Can someone please tell me how Oklahoma's 4?
Because they're...
they haven't lost.
Because...
And
they, keep on beating ranked opponents.
Wait, where were they? Oklahoma five. Week they 1. Five. They were 5 week 1?
Oh, no, they were 3 week 1. Or they were like 2.
No, Oklahoma was 2. Oklahoma... Oh, my God. Just listen to the top 10 week 1. Alabama 1, Oklahoma 2, Clemson 3, Ohio State 4, A&M 6, Iowa State 7, Cincinnati 8.
Where was Georgia?
5. Did I not say that?
No.
Georgia 5, Texas A&M 6, Iowa State 7, Cincinnati 8, Notre Dame 9, and then North Carolina 10.
Yikes.
That is, wow.
Oh,
but,
how the turntables have turned.
The tables have turned. Yeah. It will flip.
Turntables.
Yeah. It was an awful
flip. Yeah, I know, But I don't know. At the end of the – I personally want Penn State to make it because I feel like that would make for an exciting playoff, better overall team. Who I want in the – well, I know we're talking about Spencer Rattler, but I hate Spencer Rattler. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. But I back to the picks. Who I want is Georgia, Alabama, Penn State. I don't care who the fourth team is. Don't care.
I mean, I find it hard to imagine a way where
that
it's
Yeah.
I mean, I see Georgia 1. I think Cincinnati's going to be 2.
And lose the first game.
I think they keep Bama at 4. The AP 25 poll has been waiting forever.
You're gonna put Bama. So in that scenario, Bama beats Georgia in the SEC championship, and they gotta play 2 weeks later.
Yeah, then they'll
be. Bernie, you wonder what this kind of reminds me of? Do you remember freshman year before we made the playoffs? We weren't gonna get in. Yeah, we weren't gonna get in, and then somehow we squeaked into 4, and then we went on to
because
win.
All the other teams beat themselves up. What are we looking at here, guys? Because the Big Ten is beating themselves up. The Pac-12 has already done that. ACC has done that. And the Big 12, listen, there's two teams. The Big 12 sets up differently, though, because let's say Oklahoma State wins this week against Texas, right? So they're still undefeated, and now it's like Bedlam is everything.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Regardless of who wins that game, 2 weeks later, they've got to go play the same place.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta play the same teams. Now, what if Texas beats Oklahoma State? Now Oklahoma State has one loss, and then Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, and now everybody's got one loss, and then they're two of them gotta play. And if Texas, who has two losses, makes it and beats one of them,
that's just gonna be
done, and it's chaos. And Cincinnati's in for fun at 1.
Well, Georgia would have to lose, and I don't see that happening.
Well, if Alabama gets into the playoffs, they got to beat Georgia.
That is true. Well,
Cincinnati's 1, Bama's 4.
Say Alabama.
Cincinnati will probably end up number 1.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Can you imagine?
At their schedule, and there's not another loss on the schedule. There's not.
You know what? You're right, but they play UCF this week. Gus Malzahn. I don't put it back.
I hate
him too, but. Dude, he takes down top teams whenever he wants.
How weird of a world would it be where Cincinnati's 1 and then Georgia and Alabama
Georgia
are 2 and 3?
2-4, whatever.
Yeah, that would be really.
That would probably be the first time that a top seed is an underdog.
Yeah.
Why does this get like some 2007 vibes?
No, it already is.
Like, outside of like this 2 seed losing like every single week, this has major 2007 vibes, in my opinion. Like, what USF being, what, were they 1 at some point, or were they 2?
USF was 2. Yeah, Boise State, all these weird, up there. Oklahoma State was 1 for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, all these teams that you don't expect to be in the top are, like, now slowly coming
look
here.
Look at Iowa.
Yeah, look.
Cincinnati.
Michigan. Kentucky's 11.
Well, Kentucky's been ranked in the past couple of years.
Who's ranked that never, I mean, Wake Forest is never really ranked.
Yeah, that's true.
Arkansas was 8 at some point. A lot of things. I don't know. But should we transition into picks?
Yes, let's get it. Let's get
I mean,
the ball.
San Diego State is ranked.
Let's get the ball
running. That is
Let's go step at a time.
All right,
we have number 9, Oregon against California. I have Oregon.
I also have Oregon.
Yeah, let's not overthink this. Oregon.
Orgeron.
Oh, God.
No.
Oregon.
Most definitely. Next game, we have number 24, San Diego State against San Jose State. I'm taking San Diego State.
San Jose State's not bad.
I was about to say, didn't you say they were, like, bad? No, but now you confirmed it by saying you're good, but... Ooh.
I'm taking San Diego State, but San Jose State isn't terrible.
I'm going to go San Diego State. I don't know too much about either team, but...
Right side's home, right?
Yeah, right side's home. You taking San Jose.
What about you?
We're San Diego State.
Okay.
You're San Diego State.
Yeah, I mean, I...
May as well roll the ball with us.
I got to start fighting back. I got to take San Diego.
All right.
Next game, we have number 12, Oklahoma State, against number 25, Texas. I'm going Pokes, guns a-blazing, Oklahoma State. How about them Cowboys?
I don't even want to hear that saying when I'm around Jackson. I've heard enough of him talking about the Cowboys.
I think this game, so obviously Bijan Robinson creates matchup nightmares. But if there's any team in the Big 12 that has a great run defense to stop them, it's Oklahoma State.
Yes, it is.
And Oklahoma State's got to get, you know, be productive on the offensive side and then win the game. I got Oklahoma State.
So all of y'all are taking Oklahoma State?
Did you take Oklahoma State?
I am.
Zach's all right. Taking Oklahoma State.
I got to catch up. I'm taking Texas.
Whoa,
big fella.
Texas. All right,
next game we have Alabama against Mississippi State. This is a really tricky situation.
God. We're all taking Alabama. No. Let's not jump off the train here.
He's speaking for himself. This is a really sticky situation.
Don't tell me you're about to pick Mississippi
State. Alabama's on the road, coming off of a loss. This is a game that needs to be watched. This is a game that needs
Don't make me walk out of this room. Don't make me walk out of this room.
The scores from the last time Alabama was lost during the regular season, because I'm pretty sure the point differential is in the 40s.
We have number 5 Alabama against Mississippi State. The point spread is 17 points for Alabama.
Not enough.
It was a big point spread for them against Texas A&M. Everyone saw how that went.
Before you make your pick, before you make that pick of Alabama, Mississippi State, I just want to tell you, Alabama has won 9 out of 10 following regular season losses. Just saying.
And one of those is probably a loss after an Auburn game in the playoffs or a bowl game, right?
Yeah.
Against Oklahoma in 2010?
Yeah. Oh, my God. In no scenario is Alabama losing this game.
And Alabama lost that game by 3, I'm pretty sure, to Oklahoma. It was a barn burner.
When was the last time Alabama, 5-1, 3... I mean, the last time we lost on the road was, what was it, Auburn?
Probably. That was a kick 6. Well, no, not last time we lost on the road, but.
Yeah, but. All right. I'm pretty sure we all have Alabama.
You're picking Alabama, Jackson?
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Brandon's Alabama. Zach, Alabama.
Yes, we are all Alabama fit.
I'm going to have to go with the upset on this one. I'm going with Alabama.
Okay, I was about to say, you got me.
We're running the show.
All right. And then we have the University of Central Florida.
I guess number 3, Cincinnati. Dude. Easy money. You know, I do kind of want to go with UCF. UCF is a tricky person, but I'm going with Cincinnati on the safe side of things. If UCF does...
If this was at UCF, I would change it. I would take UCF. But
no,
My friend's brother's the kicker there.
Really?
UCF, yeah.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
She goes here.
All right. Cincinnati. Don't even get me.
Cincinnati.
We've literally had one opposite
Cincinnati.
So far.
Next game.
We're all sharing it.
We have number 10, Michigan State against Indiana. Michigan State.
Yep.
By a mile.
I feel like this could be Indiana's game to win, though. Low key.
I got
They're home.
What are you taking?
I'm going to save the upset. I'm going Michigan State.
Cool. Oh, you said you're taking the upset?
No, I'm saving the upset.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I might have to go Michigan State. Their running back is a little too...
disgusting, yeah.
Absolutely gross.
Auburn, Arkansas. I have Arkansas.
Yes. That's the next game. Auburn against number 17, Arkansas. I'm going against Arkansas.
Is this the Bo Nix breakout game you guys are looking for?
I'm going to take Arkansas.
It's not at home, so it can't be.
I'm taking Auburn.
All right.
I got to catch up somehow, man.
Next game.
You taking Arkansas? Zach hasn't picked yet.
Oh, I thought you already picked, huh?
Arkansas.
Okay.
All right, next game. We have number 20, Florida against LSU.
Florida.
This is what...
Florida, and I bet you Anthony Richardson plays.
Oh, finally.
Florida, and I bet you Anthony Richardson plays, and he lights them up.
Now if Emory Jones is starting, I'll be mad.
I don't think it matters.
I'm just saying, don't be surprised if LSU wins. I'm saying, Don't be surprised.
I would be surprised. LSU looks really
bad.
This
is at noon. You know that, right?
This is 11 a.m. game.
Right, noon. Eastern.
No, it's in Tiger Stadium.
I know. It's still at... It's a noon kickoff. It's a noon kickoff.
For them.
Okay. Yeah, it's a noon kickoff.
Is everyone going Florida?
I'm going Florida.
Absolutely. I'm going...
I'll go Florida.
I was just saying, I know you're not putting me down for Florida already. No.
You haven't picked yet.
You know, this is a game that I wouldn't mind it being an upset. So I'll take it, but I'm going with Florida, though. I'm going with Florida. Next game, we have A&M against Missouri.
I'm taking A&M.
I'm taking A&M.
Missouri's not good.
How bad of a look would it be for A&M to drop this one to Missouri?
Of course they will, too.
They would probably.
I honestly think I'm going to take Missouri this game just because this last game was probably one of the highlights of A&M's program.
Letdown game?
There's no way they can follow up that performance. There's no way.
All
right. I'm going to take Missouri home.
Georgia, Kentucky.
What do you have? You're taking A&M, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next game we have number 11, Kentucky against number 1, Georgia. This is another game I'm seeing an upset. But
I don't see an upset. No one's going to upset Georgia this year until the SEC championship.
Yeah, their defense is legit and very scary.
Yeah, but
I got Georgia.
Kentucky's playing the kid, huh?
So we got Georgia across the board.
2:30 p.m. Yeah, I'm going with Georgia.
Oh, my God. This will be the game that Georgia loses to.
If it wasn't in Athens, I would definitely take Kentucky.
I'm telling you, that we have one game a week where we go, it's like a top team, they're a 20-point favorite, we go across the board and it loses, and this is the only game with a 20-point spread other than the Cincinnati game.
Next game we have...
I'm not saying it'll happen, if we're going off of patterns...
I hope it does. Next game, Purdue against number 2, Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Sorry, Drew Brees.
So, Iowa.
Sorry. All right, next game, we have number 19, BYU against Baylor. I'm going B-A-Y-L-O-R. Baylor. Sick 'em Bears, that's what I'm going. Baylor.
I'm also going Baylor.
I'm going to stick to my train.
It's in Waco. It's in Waco. Baylor's been playing well. BYU's coming off a loss. Give me Baylor.
Give me BYU.
I like Baylor this game. They kind of fell off.
I'll be the lone BYU rider. I'm fine with it. I said I'd ride them all year.
I said I'd ride them until they lose, so. Here we are.
Jackson, you said Baylor, too?
Yeah.
Oklahoma TCU.
Next game. Yeah, number 4, Oklahoma game, TCU. I'm going Sooner. Boomer Sooner, baby. Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner.
I'm going Oklahoma. I don't want to, but I'm going to.
But TCU has definitely been playing teams tough, though. So
TCU took Texas to the wire, too.
I bet Caleb Williams secures the starting job and whips up on TCU.
Yeah, you're probably right. So all right. Oklahoma across the board?
Yeah, I'm taking Oklahoma.
Next, we have Ole Miss, Tennessee, Hottie Toddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm taking them, though.
You're going to take Tennessee?
Tennessee is just... They've been having, like, a couple blowouts.
I have Ole Miss. Tennessee's going to get exposed.
Yeah, I haven't played much.
The last 2 weeks, everybody said they played well. They played South Carolina and Missouri.
All right, I'm taking Ole Miss.
Hottie Toddy, yeah.
Even though I picked Missouri to beat A&M.
Hottie Toddy.
Next.
All right, next game we have 22 NC State against Boston College. This could low key be a coin toss.
Give me Doug Flutie and Boston College.
I was gonna say I like Boston College at home. I'm taking Boston College.
They match up so well with.
Exactly. Yeah, Boston College matches up like incredibly well with everybody in the ACC. Everybody. It's hard not to look at a game that Boston College is playing and be like, I don't know, I kind of like them.
I think, okay, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think the Wolfpack are going to win this one.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm doing some studying real quick. Not a tough one.
They're very, like, in terms of their statistics for as a team, they're very, very similar. Who are you rolling with?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with NC State on this one. NC State. Next game, we have number 18, Arizona State against Utah. I'm taking Arizona. Can't go outside without sweating. State.
You play to win
the game. The
football game. Arizona State, once again.
I play
to win
the game. To win the graph. I'm taking the Utes. If my three-way silly pick week hits, I'm in the lead.
That's math. What do you?
That's math right there.
What are you at, 92 right now?
He's at 93.
If my three-way silliness hits, I'm either second or I'm nipping at the ankles of first place.
Right back in it.
All right.
What are you taking?
AZ.
Right. Utes.
Last
but not least.
Clemson in the dome.
This is it.
Clemson against Syracuse.
This is the finisher. Who you taking?
Listen. Hold on. The last time Alabama lost a regular season game and then won the national championship was 2017. Do you know what happened in 2017?
I do.
Syracuse Orange beat the Clemson Tigers and they're going to do it again. It's in the dome. It's going to be rowdy. Syracuse wins again.
Oh, this is a Friday night game.
Yep, the last one was too.
You know, I hate Clemson, so give me Syracuse.
The last one was too.
Give me the Cuse. Give me the orange.
Yeah, give me the orange. Clemson, I'm taking them.
Boo.
Because I know Zach just made a silly pick.
It's
going to come back to bite you.
Will this be DJ's breakout game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely not. This will be Clemson's defense's like magnum opus. I don't think DJ could win them a game if he's the only one out there.
They're coming off a bye week. So
who is Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
Clemson is.
Yeah, they didn't play last week.
Coming
off a bye week. I feel like they have time to stretch their legs, get Clemson, things back together.
Syracuse. Who do you picking? Who did you pick?
I said Clemson.
So we got two splits, two Syracuses.
I'm riding with you, Brandon.
Love it. Can't wait.
Especially since Syracuse is coming off a loss.
Yeah, to Wake. August.
It's just Wake Forest.
All right.
They're 6-0, no biggie, and they lost in overtime too. And they lost to Florida State, that is only like 1-4.
We'll be fine. Could not be more fine.
And they lost to Florida State in regular. They didn't even go to overtime. Like,
could not be more fun. If Syracuse winning the football game, don't even come at me.
They get a storm in the field.
Probably not, but who knows?
Or Syracuse. If Syracuse wins, probably they would. That's what they would do. All
right.
So you got Syracuse?
Yes, two.
Clemson and Syracuse.
Let's go Orange.
Oh, my gosh.
With you on that one.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, that's all that we have for you guys this week, folks. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am your host, once again, Janae Lazenby.
I'm Zach Gaines.
I'm Jackson DeLulo.
And I'm Brandon Mraz.
Thank you, and this has been Fourth and Goal.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.